Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And today, our artist in the spotlight is Antisocial, and that was their anthem song. And I'd like to welcome you to the show. Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine.
This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. You know, you have a really nice show coming up with TSOL.
Yeah, we do. We have a 40th anniversary show with TSOL in San Jose at the Ritz. So we got that going on. We got with our buddy Sad Boy Sinister, so that should be fun.
Yes, and I just put you guys up on that that new compilation album on Mystic.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. That has a bunch of good bands that we see. Is Chuck on here?
Not yet.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing just great, and we have another Antisocial song for you. This is one of my personal favorites, and it's on the newest compilation, Just Like You.
Always turn your head and walk away.
Okay, well, you know, Charles, I just love your band. You guys have come so far in the years, and we're so proud to have you representing Mystic Records. And I just wanted to say that we love you, and we enjoy having you on the show today. And you know, what do you think is the biggest problem you've had to overcome so far is keeping the band together and performing? Hello? Where'd you go, Charles? I've lost you.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, sorry about that.
Oh,
I just
want to
say thanks for having us. Thanks for having us part of the Mystic family. That's great. I mean, it's great to hear our songs with you guys. I'm glad you guys play the music. And the hardest thing to overcome with us, I mean, being a band, I mean, it's just getting our schedules together. I mean, you know, I'm not sure many people know, but the band's based out of L.A. We have been since the 80s. I live in Northern California. They're in Southern California. So a lot of times when we have shows, we don't even rehearse. Sometimes, you know, we make time, we do that, but I mean, we just go on live and we play. And luckily we've been doing it a long time, so it works out well, but sometimes it's a clusterfuck. But it's still fun. I mean, we have a good time. We're going to be meeting up this month and next month and working on some new music and hopefully be releasing a new album out soon.
Hey.
Get that out hopefully early summer to get that,
yeah,
get another full length out.
Well, you know, when you love what you're doing, and, you know, even though you may not get together and practice together, just your love of music, I mean, I know mine as a trained musician, it's like I could never leave my keyboards alone, you know. It was every day, every minute of the day, you know. So then when you do get together with your band, it's like you just click, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's great. You know, we're all rehearsing on our own time. I mean, you know, the guys, they rehearse in the studio, and then when I come in, we put our songs together and put, you know, the music we made and put some lyrics to it. And, I mean, we got some great songs, so we really enjoy playing. We got a great band. I mean, my brother and I, Manny, started the band. We got Chuck, who's been around with the band since the 80s. So, I mean, we really got a great, great team together. We all work on music and, you know, add our two cents in, so it's pretty awesome.
Yes, and you have such an unusual style that's just really good, a mix of hardcore. I love that song that I just played, you know, Just Like You. And you know, that's so old school because, you know, back in the 80s, you know, the music would just stop like that, and people would think the song was over, and then you continue, you know? And it's just so awesome to hear that style, you know? I don't think anybody does that anymore, you know? It's so fun.
Yeah, that song, Just Like You, is actually, you know, it just talks about life growing up with, you know, my father, actually, to be honest. I mean, and it talks about that, just the relationship we had, you know? A lot of it was bad, but, you know, in the end, before he passed, we made up. I mean, it all went fine. I mean, but it was, you know, it's that kind of song. So, and the good thing about, you know, music is, you know, you can talk about things that go on in your life. You could vent through your music. And, I mean, honestly, if I didn't have music in my life, I don't know where I would be today. So it's definitely helps a lot of people.
Yes, and you know, that's the great thing about punk rock is the platform is set there and was set by, you know, Mystic Records way back when and some other labels that aren't around anymore. But they set the platform for you young people to speak what's on your mind and sing about the things in your lives that are going on and have complete freedom. And I've been a big supporter of underground music for a really long time, and I love working with Mystic and all of you artists, and we're joined by another one of your bandmates right now. Hey, who we got on the line here?
You got the other Charles.
But
the other Charles.
There's only one Charles in the band. He's an imposter.
Well, actually, he's Charlie to me, but I'm still Chuck. But either way.
There you go.
It's Chuck, our drummer, the beat, the man behind the beats.
Yeah, the old engine for this old car. That's almost vintage at this point.
Hey, I've
so
got
Chuck,
a yard full of vintage.
Can you,
she was asking earlier,
can you guys hear me? There's a bit of it. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, she was asking earlier, what's the hardest thing, I mean, about the band? I mean, like, keeping it going. I mean, I kind of talked about us, you guys being in L.A., me being up north, so it's a little problem sometimes.
Yeah, that is one thing that kind of that can slow. The only thing it really slows is the writing process because, you know, the band's been around for a long time and, you know, obviously you can only play old songs for so long. You want to write new stuff. So as it is now, Manny, his brother, and I do all the writing up in here, up in L.A. And then I send files. I mean, we have technology now, so it's not that bad. It doesn't really slow us down that bad. The only unfortunate thing is that we don't get to practice as a full band like a lot of our peers do. Most of the bands we play with, they all – you know, they go into rehearsal studio or whatever, and they get to practice and really get their stuff down. When as with us, a lot of our practice is actually on stage, literally live right there. I mean, sometimes we'll have a brand new song and Manny and I have it down and we'll kind of shoot a file to Charlie and he'll listen to it. And then we're like, okay, we're going to try it out tonight. And that's it. That's kind of trial by fire with us. So there's a lot of bands that probably may see us and think, oh, these dudes are just like us. You know, they get to, you know, go in and hammer it out. But that's kind of how we do it live on stage, you know.
You guys
really
click, too.
I think we've grown quite used to it. Yeah, the energy's there. I'm literally playing with brothers. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that situation.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you guys are fantastic in I just can't say enough good about you, you know. We're proud to have you representing Mystic Records and your shows. Gosh, you played all over Europe. Gosh, what was that like? Please, I would love to know. I've never been out of Canada. That's the farthest, and Mexico is the only two countries I've ever been to.
Uh-huh. Well, oddly enough, that's Mexico, which is like next door here in California. That was the only other country that I had ever been to until we got a chance to get out there, and it was a long time coming. Charlie's brother had already been out there with a previous band, so he was kind of familiar with some of the get go. But it was a good experience. There's a lot of really good people out there. I don't have anything to say bad about the people out there. They're just really great. They love music. They were very good to us out there, and we played some really great venues and got to meet a lot of really great people and some great bands that we also played with, too.
Yes,
yeah, the people
yes,
are really
and
awesome
I followed your
there.
Tour, and you guys were really great, really kicking it up.
Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, people are really hospitable out there. I mean, they accept you. They accept the music. They just love it. It's all about the music and we had a great time. I mean, definitely want to go back. We've been out there 3 years in a row. We met a lot of great people for sure. Made a lot of good friends.
That's really good. Well, you know, we've got some bands in the UK too, Vomit, and I don't know if you ever guys had a chance to connect with them. They're from Coggleton.
I've seen them around.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really, really nice guys, too. So what are some of the other UK bands that you played with on tour?
Let's see. Aside from if you count Rebellion, we pretty much played with everybody.
I know. The Rebellion Fest is just fantastic.
Yeah,
we played with an old band called Fiend. No, we didn't. I'm sorry, we talked to the guy from Fiend. Subhumans. I mean, it's different.
Oh, I love
growing
Nick
up as a
Lucas,
kid,
the Subhumans.
Yeah,
he's such a nice guy. I met him in Chico when he was here a few years back and filmed them.
Yeah, they're a great band. I mean, growing up as a kid, you know, I used to see Subhumans, GBH, and all these other bands. And, you know, Chuck and I were talking, or Charles and I were talking. You know, just seeing these bands in their own element, you know, seeing them in their own country, and it's just, it's amazing to see that. I mean, you know, you see them out here in the States, and then you play a show with them out there, and it's like, wow, you know, I grew up on these bands, and now I'm, like, playing with these bands, so it's pretty
nice.
No, I'm a fan, definitely, for sure.
And
yeah,
you're a great musician, too.
Thank
some
you.
Some of the other bands that were really great, too, were a lot of the local bands we got to play with. There's some youngsters out there that were stirring up some stuff. Was it Zero Negative?
I
believe Zero Negative was really good. And then some of the other bands we got to play with, you know, Angel Flares from Japan, Billy Club from England, and those are ex-members of some other pretty well-known bands. Those guys are really great. They, you know, they got a really good sound. God, it's hard to remember. You know, there were so many bands.
BKS from London. Those guys are great too, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Time with them.
And then, of course, you know, you run into some Yanks out there too. You know, we played with TSOL. We're playing again. Apparently, we're playing soon with those guys again. And you know, this obviously it's pretty funny when you run across American bands out there. You know.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, those guys are always good, and you know, it's pretty cool. But it's kind of weird too to be that far to run into American bands that you've never played with in the States. You know,
right.
So it's always kind of funny.
I was supposed to go to TSOL tonight. My ride was going to be here in about half an hour, and I told him, oh, I'll pass this time because I just don't have time to go. But I love Jack Grisham and all the guys in TSOL. Known them for a long time. Booked their shows back in the 80s at the Cathay. And I'm disappointed I can't really make the show, but I've been a little bit under the weather with poison oak from my ranch here for the last couple weeks. And it's been rough, but it's finally healing up, but, you know, I'm not really ready to go jump into Sacramento tonight to a punk show because I'm just, I don't know, recuperating, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go see one of my favorite bands tonight called Sam I Am. So, you know,
Sam
I
Am?
Sam I Am. We had actually the pleasure to play with him in San Jose. So that was like, I don't know. I grew up on that band as a kid, and I was, like, stoked to play with them. So I love Sam. I Am. They're a great band. Big influence on me as well.
Yeah? That's one I've missed. But, you know, I have another anti-social song here. I really like this one, too, Darkness in the World.
Nothing really much to see. Staring at the dark sky that's filling the wind that moves trees. Darkness in the world, nowhere to go. Some people just stare at you like you're from another world. Darkness in the world.
the energy and everything that you guys express and your love for the music, what is it you enjoy most about being a musician?
Chuck?
Hello. Yeah, you there?
I know with me, it was an obsession. I just always felt so good, you know, playing my keyboards and sometimes people would be standing outside listening to me play. I lived in a great big huge mansion. My parents were really rich and we had this big barrel ceiling and I had double keyboard Hammond B model organ with double Leslie speakers and I just rocked that place, you know. And
yeah.
It just, I don't know.
I mean, with me, I mean, you know, like I said, as a kid, just our childhood, just the environment we grew up in. I mean, it allowed me to express what I felt inside, you know, just, you know, getting older, relationships, kids, you know, family life. It helped me express everything through music. And, you know, I was able to share my story, share what I've gone through. And it just, you know, it keeps me sane. You know, I also meet a lot of great people. Recently I've got to travel a lot, which is great because, you know, kids are older. I'm able to do a lot more. And I mean, we're having a great time doing it. So it's just making all these friends and connecting and showing people our music and, you know, hopefully standing for something as well.
Right. And you know, people from all walks of life, I mean, have different things that happen, you know. Even though I grew up with a family that was very wealthy, I was a severely abused child, so the only outlet I really had was my music, and that was the only time, you know, my parents weren't beating on me or nagging me, telling me I was dumb and stupid and ugly, you know.
I mean
getting browbeat, whipped with a
lyrics belt,
you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. People listen to my lyrics, they're like, did you mean that literally? And I'm like, you know, this is what I'm feeling. You know, this is what I'm feeling today. This is how I feel. This is what I want to express. And, you know, people, you know, we talk about world issues. You know, we talk about the things that are fucked up in the government as well. I mean, what about you, Chuck?
Sure, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter, rich or poor. I mean, I've lived in ghetto neighborhoods too, you know, and it's all the same. And that's why I ended up moving up to Northern California, bought a farm up here and raised my kids up here, brought them up here when they were teenagers, because I knew that if I stayed in L.A., my son would be prison bound. He had a bad, bad temper, you know, and they grew up on TSOL. We used to have a little pit in our front room where we'd shove each other on the couch, you know.
Yeah, we got to get Chuck out of L.A. soon, don't we, Chuck?
Yeah, it is pretty wild out here. I drove around for 45 minutes on Friday just to find parking.
Well, you know, the last time I was in L.A. was 2013 when I met with Doug Moody at Cobra Side when we were getting them to do our distribution for records and CDs and stuff. And I got off the 101 freeway, and it literally took me 20 minutes to get off the freeway, take a left turn, and get back on the freeway.
Yeah, that same route will take you about 45 minutes now. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Downtown L.A. is, you know what, I'm sure you remember that classic movie with Harrison Ford, Blade Runner. Yeah, downtown L.A. is starting to look like Blade Runner now. So they really told us in that movie. It's blitzing. It's blowing up. It's one of the biggest epicenters in the world right now. And you have your good part about it. I mean, we have everything at our fingertips now, but it's hell. If you grew up here, you remember when you could get on the freeway, especially when you're a kid and you got your license for the first time. You can get on the freeway and take off on a Saturday. And, you know, it used to take you 25 minutes to get anywhere, but now it's an hour, and, yeah, it's a bitch. So with that said, when you step on stage and you rip it out for 30 to 45 minutes, or maybe you got an hour slot if you're a headliner, you forget all about that. And that's what drives me to continue to play, because when you're up there for that 30 or 40 minutes ripping it out, you're not thinking about the gas bills. You're not thinking, you know, did I make the fucking mortgage payment? What, is my car insurance still good? You have forgotten about everything. You know, even really bad stuff. I have a good friend of mine, which Charlie knows too, who just lost his mother 2 days ago. So, you know, it really helps to keep, you know, keep the same, at least for me anyway.
Exactly, you know. And yeah, it's a great release, and there's nothing like the feeling of enjoying what you're doing, you know. And it's obvious that with the success you guys have had, that you enjoy what you're doing, you know.
I think we would do it either way. I know I do it. You know, we're going to give you when we step on stage, we're going to give you everything we got, whether there's 10 people out there or 200 people out there. We always do. We never phone it in. We have technical difficulties just like everybody else does once in a while. Meltdowns. I had a meltdown more than one recently, you know, but that's life. Life starts getting to you, and, you know, it kind of spills out in odd ways. But for the most part, I mean, 95% of the time we're on it, and our stage, we give you everything we got. And when we're up there, we do it because we enjoy it. And I don't think there's one of us in the band that really actually cares whether people actually like it or not. We're enjoying ourselves, and we're having, you know, we're having that time of our life at that moment. And it's even more rewarding when people do come up to you and they say, "Hey man, we really dig what you do," or "Can I get a t-shirt?" I mean, it really means a lot. It's you know, it's really cool.
Exactly.
Well, we got some shows coming up. We got a show March 5th in San Jose with TSOL. March 6th, we're actually playing Santa Cruz with at our favorite local dive bar, the Jury Room. Love that place. Love the owners. I mean, bartenders, everyone's great there. The crowd, I mean, we have a great time all the time.
March 13th,
we're playing. Yeah, the Jury Room.
And where's that
it's
at?
Right,
what city?
Santa Cruz. Right across from the courthouse. So if you get in trouble that night, you know, you don't have a long way to go. We're also playing March 13th with Guttermouth in Santa Rosa. And then we're going to hit up Shays the next day in Reno, which would be nice because it's been about a year or so since we've been in Reno. And in April, we're playing in Las Vegas with the Mentors.
Sweet.
So this would be fun.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, you
that
know, it's not,
cool.
It's not the mentors anymore, but you know. It's
no,
be fun.
I know. It's Steve Broy, and I've talked with Eric Carlson recently, and he's kind of bummed because, you know, he wrote all the songs, and he's one of the founding members with El Duce and Eldon Hoke and Ed Danke. It was when I booked the Mentors at the Cafe in the 80s. Steve Broy was in college, and he had been in a different band with Eldon and Eric called Rapacious Assholes Pissing on Everyone. That was the R-A-P-E, Rapacious Assholes Pissing on Everyone, was the name of their group. Yeah, he never played with the Mentors, and not very many people know that, you know. And then after Eldon died and he resurrected the band and came up here in Northern California, he played in Redding, which is only about 30 minutes from my house. And I saw Eric and gave him a big hug. I hadn't seen him in years. I was actually in a wheelchair. I'd slid off the cliff with my horse, and I had 30 staples in my knee, but nothing could keep me away from my old-time friends, you know. And I went and filmed the show, and it was great to see Eric again. And This guy walks up to me, and he says, "Hi, I'm El Duce." And I look at him. I said, "No, you're not." He was the new drummer. And his eyes got
That's
real
funny.
Wide when I said, "No, you're not." Oh, goodness. But, you know, I really do like what Steve has done with the band, despite the fact that Eric's not playing with them, the original sicky wife beater. What a great guitarist he is, you know. But I do like what the new mentors have brought together, and they're really playing a lot of shows, and that's cool that you'll be playing with them. Where in Las Vegas are you
Why is
be
Eric
playing
not playing anymore? What was that?
Where in Las Vegas are you guys going to be performing with the mentors?
At the Dive Bar, March 28th.
March 28th?
Yeah, at the
Dive
Bar.
Oh, wow. Just before our band Spam 69 gets here from Japan, they're playing in Las Vegas in June.
Oh, wow.
Maybe
cool.
You guys can get together and we can set up a show with you guys to play with them, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, they've been on Mystic for a couple years.
Tomorrow.
Oh, they're really fun, too. I really, really appreciate them, you know. They're actually professional artists and draw cartoons and work as artists, and then they do the punk rock thing on the side.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Really fun. Oops, I almost clicked a song. I was looking for one of their songs, but I can't find it. They have one that I really like a lot. It's called Cowbell Rock. It's really cute. But anyway, so yeah, that's really awesome that you guys have so many shows coming up. And you know, when you're in Las Vegas, maybe you can get a show with Chainsaw Fight. They're another one of our bands out of Las Vegas that's doing quite well right now. Vincent Pizarro, check him out on my Facebook page, and
yeah,
guys would have
out,
fun.
For sure.
Yeah, they. Oh, here, I got a 19-second clip of one of their song, Wolfman's Got Nards. This is Chainsaw Fight from Vegas. Here you go. They're
nice.
Also professional artists, and
that just took us back to 1984, right there.
Right?
Yeah, Mystic 1984.
Oh, here we go. I've got another little 44-second clip. Here you go. This one's called "Holy Shit."
What was that?
Charlie, the has-beens and these guys would be like a really, really great show. And you would go over really well.
I know.
Oh, you should see their show, too, because they have a guy who walks around with Leatherface mask on with a chainsaw. And, it's quite theatrical.
Dude, who was that band that we
sure.
played with? Do you remember the Doll Hut when we played with the Mentors the last time? That band that had the costumes and stuff? What the heck were those guys called? They were really good.
Radio Chicken Heads?
No.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were called? I
no,
can't
remember.
Really
had Chicken Heads.
No.
But
no,
they all had costumes and stuff. Yeah. That was a couple months back,
good.
Actually.
Yeah, I don't remember what that band was called.
I think it was back just before the end of the year, around November, December, maybe. We played with the Mentors at the Doll Hut. There was a band there. And they all had costumes. And they were really good. I can't remember their name, but anyway.
Let's see. I'm Googling it. The Doll Hut. Let's see what we come up with. I've got Mentors, Potty Mouth, Antisocial, Neckbreaker.
Potty Mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Those guys are really, they're funny, too. The costumes they have were ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of them before. How cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to check them
really,
out.
Yeah, they were cool. Ridiculous costumes, too. Like full blown.
That was last year, February 15th, 2019.
Yeah.
Wait, is Potty Mouth, isn't that girl band or no?
Oh, wait.
Who else was on the bill?
Potty Mouth, Antisocial, Neckbreaker, and Choi Palooka? Did I say that right?
Chewy Palooka.
Chewy, Chewy Palooka.
That might have been the band then.
Let me see.
Either Potty Mouth or both guys. I wish I could remember for sure because I thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah,
you got to give it to the guys and girls that can play in freaking costumes.
Oh, it is Potty Mouth. I see their picture right here. They're dressed pretty crazy. Yeah,
oh,
Potty
yeah,
Mouth.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, it is Potty Mouth. Yeah, they're pretty good.
How fun.
So I see you guys got a lot of compilations coming out, which is great. Are those being released on vinyl, or what is it? Is it digital, CD?
Well, I'm starting with digital to get people's opinions, and from there, I want to move forward to physical products. I want to get a lot more of your music out in stores. I want to keep the Mystic legacy going with the 60 bands, you know, on one CD, 40 bands on an LP, you know, introduce new bands and keep it going, you know.
Yeah.
Doug Moody's 91 years old, and God bless him, man.
Holy.
He just passed his driver's license and test again.
Did he really?
And yeah, he did. I helped him study.
No, keep him off the road. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good though. I mean, at least he's still kicking, he's still involved, which is great. I mean,
he is, and
awesome.
He does all the shipping, and it's just amazing. The man is just really, really a wonderful person to work with, and I've enjoyed my friendship. I met him back in the 80s when I worked across the street from Mystic Records at the Café de Grand. Although I never went in Mystic Records back then, I never had time.
Uh-huh.
But his bands would come across the street, and I'd say, wow, Ill Repute, you're from Oxnard. Sure, I'll make room for you, you know. And I remember when I first met Tony Cortez and put him on stage. He was a smart ass then, and he's still a smart ass today. But, you know, there are so many fun bands, you know.
Yeah, I want to point out something. You know, with Chuck, I don't know, many people don't know this about Chuck, but Chuck has a snare drum for every mood he's in. If he's in a bad mood, he has a snare for that. He's in a good mood, he has a snare for that. So, you know, Chuck, every time we have a show, you know, it takes Chuck probably a couple hours to decide what drum set and what snare he's going to use. So it's pretty awesome that, you know, he cares about that. He cares about how it's going to sound, the acoustics in the building. I mean,
nice.
I'm sure
yeah.
Chuck can talk more about that.
Yeah. Well,
don't
know,
get me started.
My father was a drummer, and he drummed with the Glenn Miller band and in the big band era. And every morning waking up, he had that beat in him. There's something about a drummer when they've got that beat. I mean, he would be tapping on the kitchen counter, you know, waiting for his coffee, and sitting at the table, he would be tapping at the table. You know, he's always doing his drum rolls, you know. I've got some old records that he did, and I'm going to try to resurrect them, but I don't know, they're pretty old and scratched up. I'll see what I can do to fix them up, but my dad passed away quite a few years ago, and I just remember how he had that in him. And, you know, my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters who just turned 18, has been drumming in the high school band for several years, and she's got that beat. I put her on drums when she was about 3 years old, and she's got that beat. It's just something that, you know, like you guys express your love for the music when you've got that rhythm in you, and it just beats in your blood, you know?
I'm not one of those big people persons. You know, I'm not out there on social media and talking to people all the time. I guess you could say technically maybe I'm introverted, but
yeah.
When I'm behind a kit, I can speak. That's how I speak to people. So there's
yeah.
a lot of fire. I guess I've got a lot to say. It's all pent up. So when we play live, you know, it comes out. There's a lot of fire in all of us, actually. We're all speaking through our instruments there, you know, because it's not something, you know, I guess I don't know if I want to say unfortunately, but it's not something that we get to do all the time. You know, none of us ever really made a living off of it. So we hold down, you know, your standard everyday job to keep the lights
sure.
on.
Yeah.
But when we're on stage, yeah, all that pinch up, everything, that emotion, it comes flying out at you. And maybe even people that don't like us that have seen us, I guarantee you they've walked away feeling something, whether they like us or not, because, I mean, you can feel the heat coming off the stage when we get on, you know, because we're
That's
giving
right.
it everything we've got, and there's so much pent up in there, and it's how I speak, and I'm sure they're speaking through their instruments too, you know?
Exactly, right. Well, guys, we're down to our last 2 minutes of the show. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners out there?
Listen to Antisocial.
That's
Come to
right.
Come to
and Mystic Records.
Don't sit at home watching TV. Screw that. You can do that when
That's
you're
right.
old. Or get up, get out of the freaking house. Come to the shows, buy records. Hell, buy CDs. I don't know, however you like. Just listen to music in general. Keep it alive, man. Keep it alive.
Get in the pit and love someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Candace. Appreciate it.
That's right. All right, boys. It was nice having you on, and we'll see you around.
Talk to you later. Bye.
you're the old antisocial version right now.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, party or go home.